Jesus. Anyway, get out of bed like this. Oh, Christ. Ugh.
Rise and shine. CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture. Tell the masses they feel it in Baja. That's all I need when I am. CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture. And tell the massive them remember, that's all I heard in red again. Well, 90.3 FM, it's CKUT, the cultural radio station. Radio McGill, blessed love, the messenger. Take it away.
I think
Grand Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I hope you are having an exceptional day today. I'm so grateful to life, God our creator, and to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And I just ask that the time that we spent, let it be very productive, let it be very uplifting, let it be very entertaining, let it be fun. And just most importantly, I'm just let it be empowering for our listeners. I'm sending out that spirit of love, that spirit of light, unity, strength, great health, and peace. Hotep, amen, ashe. Beautiful people, I hope today is a blessed day for you guys. Like I said, so today I'm on my own. You guys know we're kind of on and off. We're off for the month of July, but when we have quick little things to share with you guys, we're going to make it a point to just come on. So sending love and light out to Queen Kaya and Gina the Great. And again, to you all, in terms of just listeners, those who've been tuning in every week just to see if there's anything popping and who just, you know, listen to the vibes. Much love to CKUT, Louise, and the whole team for just, you know, holding it down, and just for creating this space. So, I'm not going to be too long. There's a couple of cool things happening, in the community that I wanted to be sure to share with you guys. So we July 9th, you guys know, a couple of weeks ago, we had the retreat at the campground. We're doing a part two, where this is an open house. So we are inviting the community to come out. The only difference now is that we are providing transportation. Okay, so that is something that I think is in, you know, it's going to be great for everybody who is looking to come out. I'm putting the link. The link right now is on the OFC page. I'm putting it also on the Empower Hour page. It's a quick form where we just want to hear from you. We want to know where you're coming from. So where you need transport from, because right now we're coordinating like all the way from the West to the South Shore. We just want to know where you are, and what date is convenient for you. Like right now, we're giving the community opportunity to vote on the date, I guess, like what's most convenient. It seems like right now it's looking like September 4th. But the dates we had proposed, they're all Sundays. So it was either August 14th, August 21st, or September 4th. And so far, September 4th seems to be in the lead. And we even gave times. We gave you options to let us know. Do you prefer to leave the city at 9, 10, or 11? And do you prefer to come back at 5, 6, or 7? You know, and so that's basically, we put that on there. It's going to be on there on the Empower Hour site. in the Empower Hour page. So make it a point to just go on there, check that out. And just fill it in just so we know, like, so we know how many people to expect and so that we could accommodate if you do need transportation. Other cool quick little thing is that so today is Thursday. Starting tomorrow, so there's a festival going on at the grounds, at the Holistic Healing Retreat grounds. This is the Lila La Bila Fest. It's the first ever, and it's something in memory of Haile Selassie's Earth Strong. It's 130th Earth Strong of Haile Selassie. It's going on this whole weekend. I want to take a quick sec run this promo here. Big shout out to Queen Diva and the whole crew.
Blessed to the Lion of Judah. It's your girl, Miss Diva, presenting this special event, the first edition of Lale Bella Fest 2022 in Saint-Justin. Dans les Lanoudières. From July 22nd to the 24th, it's an all-weekend event. Come out, there's going to be music, parties, and camping. But the most important thing is the celebration of 130th Earth Strong of Haile Selassie, Kings of Kings. It's $30 per day until June 24th. Then it will be $50 for the Saturday. Complete weekend package, $100. Activity for the kids on site, hip-hop, reggae, roots, dancehall, soca, and much more. Myself will be in the building singing for His Majesty, It's Your Girl Diva, alongside Prophecy Isis and much more artists. So don't forget, get your tickets. Tickets on sale. You can check out our Instagram page at Lale Bala Fest. For more information, contact 514-562-9995. And remember, praise to be Jah Rastafari. Come out, lock in the date. Blessed love.
Yeah. There we go. I'm hoping to see you guys this coming weekend. It's going to be dope. Another quick thing, housekeeping wise, letting you guys know, next week, Thursday, we're hosting a movie night. So for those who don't know, Dollar Theater in Côte d'Ivoire, they're closing their doors. They've been around for like 20 years, if not more. I don't even know. I want to give a huge shout out to our boy Bernie, who's the owner there. They have they're huge supporters of the OFC. They've opened up the doors for us to host a lot of our documentary nights. They even now opened up to other OFC members. You guys know Big Will has hosted a couple of comedy shows there. It's been exceptional. So they're now closing up. I almost want to say in memory of the location, but also just to commemorate them a little bit, but also to bring the community together one more time. We're hosting a movie night there this next week, Thursday. So 7 p.m. We're playing the Making of Motown, which is it's a pretty awesome documentary. It talks about the making of Motown, like from Barry Gordy himself. He gives a good breakdown, rundown of it's like a blueprint. But what I like about it is also, I find for artists in the city, I'm strongly encouraging you guys come out to check this out. Just because he is, he shows like how they united as a community, to be able to, you know, to make a difference in these lives of these artists and to just really get good music out. And guys, I'm gonna tell you guys right now, like ever since I seen the documentary, myself and my team, we've been working on seeing how we could do that for the city. So I want to encourage the community to come out. We're also using it as a little fundraiser for the OFC retreat. So it's $10 to come out to come support the movie. But like I said, it's something that I think it'd be awesome for the community to come to. Let's come together, watch this film, and, you know, just commemorate and give a shout out to Bernie, seeing it's going to be last time. They close on, if I'm not mistaken, I think the last date is on the 30th. So we're there on the 28th. So we're there 2 days before it closes for good. So definitely come on out. I will make it a point to put the link onto the Empower Hour page as well, or just go check out OFC Community. .com. So aside from that, myself, I've had a pretty up and down week. I've been enjoying my time off, but using a lot of time to reflect. And my biggest thing, my words of encouragement, I just want to leave, or, you know, just leave with you all in terms of members of the community, is just the biggest challenge. It is our own selves. Like we we battle ourselves in our minds a lot. And I'm speaking from my own personal experience. I do a lot in the community. I love what I do, but it does get hard. And at times, like, I do question what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. It's like you have to find that joy and that peace within yourself. It's not to get validation from anybody else. And that's where I could say for myself where I was making a mistake, because I was looking at others and comparing them to myself, and then feeling a way about it, just because like I felt like I wasn't where I'm not where I would like to be just yet. But then at the same time, it's about appreciating and accepting the journey. Like, I know where I'm at, I know why I'm here, I know the journey that I've been through just to get here, and my journey is not anybody else's journey, and it won't be, and I'm still very much at the beginning of it, so this is really what it is. And so that was my own personal thing that I went through, and I just want to share that. And the other thing I just want to remind the community of is that although the retreat is not fully open yet, the grounds, like, we are still renting the grounds and we are still hosting activities and stuff. And right now the advantage is, because things aren't set up, people could come and just take part, like, for a donation or at no cost at all. Like, we're really here for the community. So I want you guys to take advantage. So please do not forget and don't hesitate. If you can benefit from just unplugging from the community for a little bit, please don't hesitate. Reach out to the OFC. It'll be our pleasure to accommodate, to make it possible for you to be able to come up. If you need help with transportation, we're here to be able to work together to create these kind of solutions. I think that's really important. And I want to remind you guys that the OFC, we're here for you all in terms of members of the community, socially, as well as business wise. So, you know, so it's a lot of people, when they think the OFC, they do think a lot of just business, what's the business advantages. We have tons of business advantages as well and programs, but at the same time, like, we are here for you socially. We're here to create opportunities for like-minded people just to get together, just to discuss, just to build bridges. We're also here to create opportunities for our youth, right? I think that's an important aspect that a lot of us don't really take into consideration, but we're here for that too. We're here to create opportunities for the youth to get together, to get to know each other, to socialize, to be educated, to, you know, to be empowered. And so, like, I want to remind you guys of that. And let me think, was there any other cool little things? Big shout out to the winners from this week for the OFC Lotto Co-Pack. It was number 39. Before I wrap, I'll see if I can, actually I can't say the person's name until we've contacted them. So but the winner for this week was number 39. Last week was free. Definitely anything you guys are looking for, please go visit OFClink.com. OFClink.com is our directory. If you want to sign up, you could also sign up there. You can check out OFCcommunity.com if you want to find out more about our programs. Before I wrap, I just want to give a shout out to Malika Tirolien, who had opened for the Jazz Fest. That was the closing night. She had opened for Roots during Jazz Fest. I want to give a shout out to her. Big shout out to the team as usual. Tammy T, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, my beautiful wife, Shai, and Teresa, for just always helping on the back end and helping to make everything possible. Happy belated birthday to Andrew. He is our program director, the man behind the scenes. And guys, just stay tuned. Like, right now we are setting up a lot of cool new things for the Empower Hour. We're creating the space for you all in terms of members of the community. I want to give another huge shout out to OFC, the OFC community, the members. We're on break right now as the OFC administration, but our operations are still going on. We'll be back at the beginning of August with the OFC business team meetings. So definitely want to have you guys come on to that. And we're bringing out a bunch of new social initiatives and stuff as well for the community. So I think that is it for now. I hope I wasn't too rambly, but you guys know this is your boy's How I Get Down. I'm just checking through my notes. Let's see. Yes, I hit that. Good, right, did that. If you guys haven't checked out, definitely check out our boy MCD Solo, another OFC member, also my brother, extremely talented artist in the city. He's been dropping bars every Friday. They have been fire. We shared him on our Empower Hour page, but if anything, just follow him on Instagram. That's mcdsolo on Instagram, or check him out online, mcdsolo.com. Two things I don't want to forget. Very important. So on the social side, we have a couple of families that just came in from Haiti. A family who just came from Haiti, who need a couple of things. So we have members right now who have donated furniture. They need beds. Like, they were sleeping on the floor, people. So I'm really grateful for the members that we have in the OFC community, who really started to come together to support this family. So some beds were purchased, but they still need more furniture. So if you're in a position where you could help, you could donate, you could contribute furniture or anything to this family, please reach out to the Empower Hour, and we'll put you in contact with the family in need. And last but very far from least, on the business side, we have the OFC BNI meetings that are happening every Thursday and Friday morning. So for entrepreneurs who are looking to expand, you're trying to connect, you're trying to network, you want to bring your business from A to Z, you want to connect with the OFC business team, they are there for you. So definitely reach out to the OFC so we could get you into one of the meetings. There's information sessions every week. We'll send you the Zoom link where you could just join and take part. All right, beautiful people. So with that, the rest of the show will be running tunes and all kind of awesome things. So again, I want to thank you guys just for tuning in with us this morning. I send you guys again love, light, unity, strength. I'm grateful again to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here today. And I'm sending you guys off with that spirit of love and light. Just be safe, everybody. Blessings.
Put them lollipops out. Let's go.
Some of the classics!
When I play classics, I play classics. Dance, everybody, let's go.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, if you got the notion, I second that emotion. So, if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that emotion.
Inside with the classics.
Time to go back.
Let's go.
Way back. Back into time.
You're only inside with this drive. Let's go. You're definitely inside. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, I'm reloaded.
What I feel now.
please, Miss Fragrant.
I'm making my own money, so don't tell me how to spend it.
Zane's Inside with the Classics.
Time for an old school jam.
You want to go back? Let's go back in style. An old school classic. Spun by DJ White Shane.
Let's go, y'all!
It's out of the ordinary. It's rather extraordinary. So your bus is commentary. A literary genius and a superior beat creator have come together. And we made a musical composition, which we think is a remedy.
Shout out to Sonya, what's going on?
Floors, it's empty. You want to dance? We got what you want. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince buzzing out with a brand new funk.
This is probably my favorite, my most favorite. Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff joint.
Brand new funk.
Quiet saying on a Sunday.
Brand new funk.
Straight classics. Rock with me.
It was kind of an accident, the way that it happened. One day I was rapping, and on the beat, Jeff was backing me up, and all of a sudden, he brought in a cut, and I dropped my microphone and said, what the hold up, Jeff, wait a minute, play it. He just smiled and said,
yeah, that's ain't it.
It was, fuck it. It made me wanna, and we knew almost at once it was a
brand new fuck.
So we continued to listen to it, and we knew it was deaf when I started rapping to it. So I gave a high five to Jeff, and without hesitation, popped in my cassette. I took it home that night and analyzed it. Rewound the tape over and over and memorized it. That Friday,
show my people's representative from Toronto.
Malcolm tore it up. You should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spinning and clapping while the beatbox was grooving and screaming and yelling. While over the microphone I was flowing, fresh rhymes I was showing. The people say, yo, keep going. So I continued to rock while Jeff was on the beatbox. Special assistance from my homeboy, Ready Rock. People fought just to get up front, to get a bird's eye view of a recall.
Quite sane. Continue straight, no chaser. No chaser.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Yeah!
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
That's old school, that's old school, that's old school.
Ain't don't have stuffers, gotta do it good. Ain't don't have stuffers, gotta do it good.
Sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC date, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical.
What's up, D?
For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle, and stepping to me. Yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Competition.
I gotta get a new tour man soon. What's going on?
Like a pitbull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different. So don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang. Word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this place. 100 rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. Displayed by Ginsu, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basing, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. What type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle? The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Canes start to talk, cuz
peace to Jam Master G. Come on.
jump into the arms of every man.
But I'm paid.
I don't need your money.
I love you.
You must be mad. Easy love. lover, something that I ain't. Besides, I don't know you from a can of paint. Tell me, why is it when I walk past the guys, I always hear, yo, baby? I mean, like, what's the big idea? I'm a queen, enough respect. Treat me like a lady and know my name ain't yo, and I ain't got your baby. I'm looking for a guy who's sincere, one with class and savoir faire. I'm looking for someone who has to be perfect for the queen, Lottie.
Let's go, me. Come on!
My girl,
shout out my fly women in here, what's going on?
You are now listening to DJ Quite Zay. Going in.
Inside with the classics.
Let's go, vibe with me.
Yeah, you're looking
And the wind in your hair, and a big, big love in your DJ Quite Sane, it's time to go back in time.
Won't tease you, won't tell you, no lies. Don't meet me.
We inside with the classics. Come on.
The classics. The classics. Classics.
Just like music.
To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern. You want to die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
It's enjoyable to know you in the concubines. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down, Indian style.
Child, sit down, check it in. What's going on?
See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questers who invade the air. Hold up for a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal if you got knowledge of polo or felt myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. They're cute at that. So who that, do that, do that, that, that. Come on. Who that, do that, do that, that, that. Who that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back cause they're wet niggas. So run and tell the others cause we all the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
We on a road tour with my man. Go to each and every piece, drink the mic in my hand. Time to spoke in London, Tokyo,
we on a road tour. Shout out my people in the backyard.